took all the girls I knew when I was single. Brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
Morning, it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's time now for Celtic Dawn.
Young and tender lambs. shall uncomfort thee. We'll join our hands in wedding our vows, and married we shall be.
I am a bald and dotted fox that never yet was trapped or caught. Me rent to rates and taxes I was willing for to pay. I lived as happy as King Saul and loved me neighbours one and all. I had no animosity for either friend or foe. I made me name in fine good land between Tipperary and Knocklong, where my forefathers lived and died 3,000 years ago. Until at late I was betrayed by one who was a fool, I know. He told me I should leave the place and show me face no more. The day that he evicted me, it's then I knew that I should flee. Late one night I took his life and left him lying low. Victim to a Shiata's agency was soon forgot. From that day on they're searching for Farmer Michael Hayes. Soon there was a great lookout be land and sea, myself to rout. From Dublin Quay to Belfast along the raging sea, be telegraph they did insert a great reward for my arrest. Me figure size and far and me name without mistake. And they broke their brogues in 1,000 pairs, this great reward for to obtain. Still their search was all in vain for Farmer Michael Hayes. They searched Tipperary all and o'er the Carden fields near Galtymore. They then went into Wexford but did not long delay. Through Ballyhale and Stranmore they searched the woods as they came on. It's they were hungry, wet and cold before the break of day. You may roam the world both far and near, but never such a tale you'll hear of a fox to get away so clear as I did from them hounds. They searched the rocks, the gulfs, the keys, the ships and liners at the bays, the ferry boats and steamers as they were gone to sea. Around the coast they made a steer from Poolbeg Lighthouse to Cape Lear. Killarney Town and Sweet Tralee they then went into Clare. When they landed on the shore they searched Kilrush from tip to toe. They searched the baths and Sweet Lisdoon, likewise Milltown, Malvern. Galway been a place of fame, they thought was there I might remain. Still their search was all in vain, for I gave them all neck bail. They searched the train at Dartmoor as she was leaving for Athlone. Every wagon, car and coach they met along the road. Connemara had been remote, they thought was there they might resort. But as they were getting weary, they resolved to try Mayo. When they landed in Kilbride, in the house they were refreshed. They then went on to Westport and searched it high and low. Through Castlebar they made a truck when they heard I was in Castle Rock. Still they were deluded where I lodged the night before. In Swinford town as I lay down I heard a dreadful cry of hounds, which filled me with the notion to retaliate me chase. Being weary from the road I took a drink at 4:30, which filled me heart with strength and speed, and the hounds were getting slow. As the moon began to shine I thought I'd make a foreign climb, leave them all to search away for Farmer Michael Hayes. To Dublin town I made me way, then to Cork and America. Now I'm in the land of liberty, a fig for all me foes.
As I walked out this early morning's grey and drizzling weather, the forest it was calling me, and so I went to meet her. This forest looked a lot like us, although the trees stood taller, weathered by the wind and snow, sheltering each other. I pricked my finger on a thorn, then slept beyond my counting. For 100 years or more, I was cradled by a mountain, and in that dream I watched the great white sheets of ice retreating, which left the earth all silent, till the ice began its weeping. Then followed moss on every stone, an explosion of our nature. The swallows came swooping in over fields of little creatures, and every breath I drew was love, every breath was silence, and every breath was crystal clear like water from the mountain. All I saw was synergy, all I heard was silence. I felt a hit of energy rolling molten down the mountain, and all I saw was all there was. It was filling up the rivers, it was falling down from open skies, a dark and starry wonder. Multiplied much faster than my telling, and the world was full of chattering, of sudden song and dancing, and the wild boar, bear and badger lived together with each other, and fox cub darted down the banks playing with their brothers. Then arches, domes and towers raised above every horizon, the skyline sounded louder now of factories and sirens, and shouting overcame the talk and slowed the song. and dancing for the good of domes and towers. The people started fighting. Poor when the lords announced their kingdom over all things under nature's law, and the secret songs of freedom, and the wild boar, bear and badger then were hunted for their nature, and foxes darted down the banks screaming for their mothers, and every war was bigger than the last war that was over, and each required big machines till the woods were buried over, and the forest I was sleeping in was hollowed out empty, and every breath I drew's the cry of an unborn baby. Who saw that all was darkening in sky so full and heavy? A gaping hole, a reckoning, hung low above the mountain. In my dream I watched the forests lie down dead and buried. Burnt alive they disappeared until the world was empty and white again beneath the snow, white in ice and silence, where nothing moved and nothing knew the future of the mountain. Weathered by the wind and snow, sheltering each other. This forest is a lot like us, although the trees stand taller. The forest, it was calling me, and so I went to meet her. So I walked out this early morning's grey and drizzling weather.
Vicky, how are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Queen, so don't see ya.
morning. It's 8:22. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. And that last piece we heard was Gweno, and that's from her brand new album, Le Cove, and she is singing in Cornish. And before you tell me that Cornish is a dead language, it's true, the last native Cornish speaker died in the early 1800s, but they're doing their best to revive it. So we heard their Tír Hamór. Before that was the Reingen Sisters. They have a brand new album called Bright Field. And this is an original tune of theirs called This Forest. And that goes out to Byron Ballard. Prior to that was Planxty with A Pursuit of Farmer Michael Hayes. And this is a live album that was recorded in 1979 when Planxty was thinking of getting together. They did a huge tour, and this was recorded by Radio Bremen at the University of Bremen, and never saw the light of day until somebody thought to contact Andy Irvine back in 2017, and it was like, yes, we'd love to have this album. And it was the tape was cleaned up by a wonderful sound meister in Dublin, and it's just a dandy album, and it really shows a Planxty in full voice and form. And if you're wondering where it fits in all of the Planxty albums, after they got back from this whirlwind tour of something like 40 to 50 dates, they went into the studio and recorded the Planxty album after the break. And we started off with Lisa Knapp was Searching for Lambs featuring Graham Coxon. And it's from her album that came out last year called Till April Is Dead, A Garland of May. And I had heard about this album by the time I finally got it last year. I think it was something like June or July, and since these are pretty much all May songs, I only played a little bit of it. So now it's the right time of year, and we're rectifying that, and we're going to hear the title track of Lisa's album.
Till April is dead, change not a thread. No change a cloud till May is out. If you change in June, it'll be too soon. Hasta mayo, no te quites el sayo. Till April is
May
dead,
Gosling
change
is dead and
thread.
Gone. You're the fool for thinking on.
No change of cloud till May is out.
Tuck babes in May.
If you change
tuck
in
them
June,
away.
It'll be too soon. Hasta
wash
mayo,
blankets
no te quites
in
el sayo.
You'll soon be under clay.
Till April is
May
dead,
Gosling
change
is dead and gone.
Oh, you're
the fool for thinking
should have been drowned.
No
change of cloud till May is out.
Tush
your
face in the May
dew. If you
change
touch them
skin,
away,
we'll bring you
soon.
Good luck.
Winter is a gone, no.
your side.
You'll soon be on the clay.
Till April is dead.
Change dead and gone.
Oh, you're the fool for thinking.
You should have been drowned.
Change a clap till May is out.
Wash your face in the May.
If you touch them away,
it will be too soon.
Good luck.
Petite pluie de mai, tout le monde est gay. Il laisse sa femme au mois de mai, la peut bien laisser toute l'année.
It's a chapeau in the field.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's 8:34 for all you royal watchers out there. You should know that the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, has given birth to a baby boy weighing 8 pounds, 7 ounces, Kensington Palace announced. So, yes, they have the heir and the spare. We'll now resume our music.
You young man,
children, I carelessly wandered far, far from my home. I am off by the moonlight on the daybreak of morning. I was found in
Good morning. We heard two pieces from Altan's latest album there, featuring the wonderful voice of Merid Nwini. For those long friends of Altan, you may remember that they had an absolutely brilliant flute player who died way too young. They've never replaced him. Instead, they've gone out and gotten folks on piano, accordion, Martin Tourish, and Tommy McLaughlin, who produced this album, also played on keyboards for it. The first song we heard, Fare Thee Well, Ashtor, was it's the Shetland fiddler Tom Anderson's tune, "The Slocket Light," and inspired singer Padraig Nihulahoin to compose this beautiful song, and it is indeed a gorgeous. And because we were having a little problem with the CD player, we also got to hear, it's Dark Inish Owen and Merid heard the song from a young Inishowen girl, Mary Harkin, recently while giving a singing workshop at the Summer School of Traditional Music in Letterkenny, County Donegal. She was so struck by it that she went looking for a recording of the song in the traditional music archives with the help of the director. And this version is an amalgamation of versions from at least four different people collected by Seamus Breathe for the Inishowen Song Project. So just shows to go you how the wonderful folk process takes over and people go, well, you know, that's a little bit out of my range. How about if I do this verse from another song instead? And then by the time it gets collected, there are several different versions out there. And I myself really love it. All right, we're not going to push our luck, but we are going to hear some brand new music that was sent to me by a wonderful Canadian band called The Fretless, and this is from their album Live from the Ant Farm.